flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, hour number two, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle, just a couple of minutes away from right now. Super Bowl grab bag coming up at 12:20. Abe said he doesn't need to be a part of that today. So
what do you mean?
Well, because before we were like letting Abe ask the like a grab bag, he's throwing the questions out. But he said, I don't want to. He said, don't include me in that today. So
is he shy?
I think so. I think Abe's getting a little shyer as he gets older.
All right.
He's approaching 40. Yeah. I think he's developed a bit of a shy streak.
Oh, so never knew that.
We'll have to do it on our own.
No problem.
In 20 minutes from right now. We'll see if we can manage. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Dude, I just saw a clip. And you remember when it was the Eagles and the Patriots they did in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's the Terrell Owens Super Bowl, right?
No, that's Nick Foles. Nick Foles.
That one. Yeah. Okay,
so you remember the big story was Malcolm Butler didn't play.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just saw a clip of Malcolm Butler. He's down in New Orleans doing rounds or whatever. And they're asking him what happened and why he didn't play. And he still won't say nothing. So I'm thinking, does Bill have like an NDA, or like did he threaten to kill Malcolm or something if something came out?
Or maybe it's just really embarrassing.
Or maybe that's what it is.
Yeah,
like maybe I don't know what it was and everything like that. For you to suspend your best, corner.
Refresh everyone's memory. It was Malcolm Butler. This was post Seahawks interception at the goal line.
He was already yes.
And he had been paid.
Yes.
He's their best corner.
No.
And this is like
no, he wasn't paid yet because he got paid by Tennessee, I think.
Okay. Yeah. But he had been there. He's established.
Yes.
And this is the week of the Super Bowl, or is it the day, Saturday?
I think it was like a day or so before.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
And but they didn't really announce it.
They didn't announce
it. Right? He just didn't play.
Because he was trash.
Right. He just didn't play. And like throughout the broadcast, they're like, Malcolm Butler's healthy by all accounts. He's on the sideline in his uniform. He's just not on the field. And then, we never found out.
Yeah, so they
so maybe it was like a Eugene Robinson situation,
I don't know.
He just doesn't want to tell anybody
about Eugene,
it.
Eugene didn't come. Eugene brought his ass back to Atlanta.
Maybe they didn't find out about it until he got to the stadium and he was dressed.
I was like, damn, Mal, you scared of Bill Belichick? Because the guys were throwing out the scenarios to him. He's like, no, that didn't happen.
And it's in this day and age, to be able to keep something like that secret, under wraps, for all these years.
Yeah.
That's a real credit to him.
But he kept saying, no, that's not it. No, that's not it. I'm like, man, what the hell was it? He won't say nothing.
Huh? Good.
He'll never say nothing.
Keep it in-house.
I guess, man.
If he hasn't told anything yet, he's probably not going to tell anything ever.
It probably is something embarrassing.
Did you solicit a prostitute on the night before the Super Bowl?
I mean,
get caught and then not be allowed to play?
I'm not going to speculate, but I mean.
Well, it's happened before.
He won't say. I mean. Let's not do that with the Falcon fans today, because Eugene Robinson, and I was always a firm believer of this, I was rooting for the Falcons, everything, to win the damn Super Bowl. Dang, they really lost.
No.
It's not a real
No,
loss.
It's not.
It's not a real loss.
It didn't help. Bit of a distraction, probably, on the morning of the Super Bowl.
Why are you out there trying to get, I mean.
I know, just driving around, just asking.
Like, really?
What city was it?
Miami?
Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is pre-internet.
It is.
Ish. So you couldn't just log on and, whatever, if there's a website for that. I don't know if there is or not, but maybe there is. Yeah, so you couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. So I guess is that what people used to have to do?
Like drive around?
Just drive around and guess? She looks like a hooker.
I'm sure.
Let me go ask.
But like in Miami, there's a certain area where they at.
Okay.
Yeah,
but then again, like if you're a cop trying to pretend to be one,
yes.
Go to that area.
Yes, exactly.
Probably gonna bust some people.
Exactly. So I can bust some people. Never in life.
Isn't there a person to
that
ask?
That you know that
get a guy
scared,
for that.
That always scared the hell out of me. Because just the fact the embarrassment of you trying to pick up some.
Well, when we were in Vegas for my bachelor party, I'm telling all kinds of stories about my bachelor party this week. My brother couldn't get a tattoo. One of my other buddies, we were all at the bar hanging out, drinking, and this woman showed him a lot of interest.
Right.
And yeah.
Did he not get it?
No. Oh, he didn't get it.
He thought
he was like, she's feeling me. I was like, yeah, she is. And if you give her $500, she'll really be feeling
you. Yeah, been there.
He didn't get it.
I was
like, dude, trust me.
Been
like,
there.
I don't know how he figured it out. He finally figured it out. But I was like, no offense, but no, I've known you your whole life.
Yes.
No woman, not once ever, has showed you that much attention in public.
Yes.
So that's probably what's going on.
Turned out it was, and so
it goes.
That's how they always get you, though. Yeah. But then they done talked you up so much. That you're like, whatever.
What's $500?
Oh, man. Yeah, I know this goes to my car payment. They're not going to repo after one.
Who needs lights next month?
Yeah. I'm going to have a night to remember in Las Vegas.
He was so confident. See this girl? You see her? Like, yeah, I do. Yes, I do. All right, let's get to an NFL no-huddle.
Oh, man.
So... What?
They showed a picture of Luka in his uniform and said, he sure looks in shape to me. I mean, that like, he built so funny, though. He has no muscle definition of that dog.
I saw somebody post a video of, like, one of their ball boys was, like, out there, you know, like the ball boy plays defense sometimes at shoot around. He's like a chubby white guy.
Yeah.
Clearly not Luka, but they were like, dang, Luka's fatter than we thought.
Oh, my God.
It's like, it would suck so bad to be that guy. Like,
yes.
He wakes up and sees he's on the internet.
He's on the damn
just
internet.
Just catching strays because he looks like Luka, kinda. The NFL's global conquest
continues.
What
the hell ever? Somebody's going to get their ass beat up by a kangaroo.
Yeah, they're going to go to Melbourne.
You know somebody going to be out there, hey, man, let's go find some kangaroos and fight them.
2026, as a part of the NFL's multi-year commitment to Australia.
Yeah.
The Rams, I assume they're going to play somebody.
Yeah.
They host a game in Melbourne.
Yeah.
That's too far from here.
Australia's far as hell from L.A.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, whatever, dude.
Thumbs down. Stop playing games internationally.
Yeah, whatever.
Football's for Americans.
Yeah. Whatever. You don't see us trying to get Australian rules football over here.
No.
Leave our American football alone.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
We'll take a couple punters every once in a while.
Yeah, but leave us alone.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
We're going to have games over there.
Somebody's going to get beat up by a kangaroo, though, because that's just what we do.
Don't fight them.
Yeah, we're going to be over here. Let's go fight as a kangaroo.
I like to wait till they're already murdered and prepared medium rare on my plate.
Yeah, we ain't got to go there. Miles Garrett, I just want to play for a contender, said that basically that their quarterbacks suck.
Correct.
That he does not want to be there because he wants to play for a team with a good quarterback.
Don't blame him.
I don't blame him. But from the letter into this right here, we talked earlier about organizations cringing when athletes are at Radio Row.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the hell the Browns are doing. Browns are like, oh, my God.
Hopefully they're figuring out what they're going to ask for.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to have to do.
They're going to have to do it.
Yeah.
They're going to have to do it. Miles does not want to play for you anymore.
Yeah, he doubled down. And I would also have to imagine that between that with Rich Eisen and other people he talked to yesterday.
He said it on every
show that he went on.
Yes.
I would have to imagine between him posting what he posted on social media and the appearance on Radio Row yesterday, the Browns reached out to him.
Yeah.
Like they called him and were like, hey, like what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Nothing.
And now I'm going to go to Radio Row and tell everybody again.
I don't want to be here.
Into as many microphones as I can find.
Yeah, I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
Period.
So get your ass up. We got a couple first rounders, maybe a second.
And then you think about it. I mean, y'all are picking number two. Another generational supposedly pass rush is there. I'm not saying it's going to be Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but you might as you can just kind of reload, quote unquote.
Yeah, you can kind of reload.
Yeah, so trade Garrett for as many draft picks as you can get.
Right.
And Kirk Cousins. Send him to Atlanta. And then draft Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
And because right now.
Then everybody's happy.
Yeah, but the best player in your team, the face of your franchise, don't want to be a part of your franchise anymore.
Nope.
Yes, I mean, people that caught the argument I saw this morning was, well, they were just in the playoffs last year. That's not what he's talking about, dude.
They were in the playoffs last year on a random fluke year when Joe Flacco
came
in and they won a bunch of games because their defense was incredible.
Exactly. So just stop.
Then when the quarterback, who they still owe $170 million to,
and he understands that part right there. He understands the fact that Deshaun's going to be the damn quarterback until he isn't.
He has to be.
Yeah.
They owe him $170 fully guaranteed still.
Yeah.
They can kick that can down the road as long as they want. Hall of Fame class is going to be announced tonight at the NFL Honors. These are potentials, or
these are the finalists.
Yeah, okay, Eli Manning, Adam Vinatieri, Tonio Gates, Keekly, Holt, Suggs, Fred Taylor, Reggie Wayne, Steve Smith, Willie Anderson, who we're rooting for.
Yes,
that's the guy we wanted.
Yeah, man,
and Marshall Yanda.
Yeah, dog. I mean, I think this is a big year. I'm always going to root for Gates to get in, and I'm pretty sure he should get in tonight.
Is there a limit on how many of those guys can get in?
I have no clue.
Okay.
But I hope my man Gates, he gets in. To my Antonio Gates.
These guys are all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, definitely. You know how we feel about Big Willie Anderson. Marshall Yanda, he's a no-brainer. He might be the best guard of his generation. Keekly, I mean, that goes back to the Patrick Willis. He was just as good as Patrick Willis was. Patrick played about as long as he did, and he got in, so why can't Keekly in?
Why is Torrey Holt and Reggie Wayne not in yet?
Because the logjam at receivers.
Okay.
That's the only reason why Torrey T. Holt is going to get in. Steve Smith,
unjam it. Put them both in.
I hope Fred T., because I love Fred T.
Yeah.
But definitely.
Totally underrated.
But definitely, I think the biggest one of the night is, does Eli Manning get in on the first ballot? I think a lot of people are looking at it from that standpoint of, I think Eli gets in.
I hope he does.
I think tomorrow
it's going to be one of those debates as to whether or not Eli deserves to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
Not going to hear me talking about that. I think Eli should be in the Hall of Fame.
Hell yeah.
I think all 10 of those guys should be in the Hall of Fame. And the funny one is Suggs,
because Suggs is like, I saw the interview, Suggs is like, he don't want to be the first Baltimore Raven that wasn't a first ballot, because the other three were. And now if Yanda doesn't get in.
Ray Lewis, Ed Reed,
Jonathan Ogden.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so Yanda's up there, and I think I think he's going to be a first one, and then Suggsy.
He's got to be,
man.
Right?
What an absolute dominant maniac of a football player that man was. Dominant player.
Yeah.
Dominant player.
Somebody asked Jalen Miller about changing positions.
I just love his damn answer.
Great response. You never ask a zebra to be a dog.
I just love it. I love that. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, no, I want to play quarterback.
Shut the hell up. No, I want to play quarterback.
Quit asking people that.
Yes.
Quit asking people if they want to change positions.
I want to play quarterback.
Didn't somebody ask Lamar that or suggest that he should be?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, a couple MVPs later, maybe he's doing okay.
Yes. This is something that, I mean, it's been something we mentioned off the air together, but the Patriots considering trading Joe Milton. Joe Milton is an interesting prospect.
He is.
Because we know the big arm that he has. Big kid, and when he got a chance to play pretty good.
Yeah, he looked pretty good. I think it was just 1 week, right?
Yeah,
but he looked pretty good.
Look in the preseason also. Mm-hmm. So could that be something that they look forward to? I'm not saying you're going to get a first rounder for him or anything like that.
No, but like what's a team that takes a chance like that? Because it can't be you got to have another option too at quarterback, right?
Yeah, you got to you think maybe to bring him in to compete.
Right.
Maybe Seattle?
Interesting.
Maybe Seattle.
Yeah, that's interesting.
There, like somewhere like
New Orleans?
That. Definitely New Orleans.
Yeah.
So that could be somewhere where he can go in
Tennessee?
Yeah. Because, he went to, he's not from Tennessee, but he finished
went to college
career.
There.
He went to college after he left Michigan. Yeah. I mean, there are some options for him if you want to look at it from a standpoint of not giving him the job, but like bringing him in to compete with somebody for a starting job.
Right. Because if it isn't going to work, you got to have a different option. But, man, if it did, that dude's got all the tools you could want. I was like, he was an inaccurate passer and all that, so I guess that's what held him back in the draft process. But just from a tool standpoint,
like
if he would have played less games, he might have got a drafted higher, you know? Like Anthony Richardson, how many games did he play?
13,
like 15 games?
13.
Like if Joe Milton just plays 13 games, he might have got drafted higher. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a Super Bowl grab bag, a whole bunch of different football, like actual football-related topics headed into the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The game. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for Super Bowl 59. Join us for the Chiefs and Eagles live from New Orleans February 9th. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your home for the NFL on Westwood One. Brought to you by your greater Atlanta area McDonald's. Enjoy steak on any breakfast favorite. Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors. Prize Picks, run your game. And Chattanooga Whiskey, the Tennessee way.
We got your breakfast,
your drinks. Your money and your gambling money. Daily fantasy money.
There we go.
With them
eggs hitting on that, though.
I know.
Yeah.
Have you guys had a hard time finding eggs? My wife had to go to 3 different stores find eggs.
Two weeks ago, she didn't. She couldn't. But then I think, like, last week, I went and got my haircut over where I get my haircut at. It was Walmart. And I got there. They just stocked up. But
okay,
I'm not one of the people to go buy all the damn eggs.
Yeah, exactly.
She said, don't be an egg hoarder. So I bought one 18 thing of eggs. So, yeah.
Now, she did. We normally get two dozen, so 24 at a time. Mm-hmm. I eat a lot of eggs.
Yes.
But then her coworker had said, hey, if you see any eggs,
right,
grab me some because I can't find them.
Right.
So she grabbed another dozen, too.
Yeah.
So she was worried that people might have thought that she was an egg hoarder.
Yeah. We don't.
If you saw a beautiful blonde woman buying eggs at the Sprout East West Connector the other day, she's not an egg hoarder.
Yeah,
well, 12 of those were for her coworker.
Yeah, we don't eat a lot of eggs in my house. Only time we eat because she'll usually cook breakfast on the weekend, so that's the only thing. But other than that, I don't really eat eggs during the week.
I eat a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
I eat eggs pretty much every day.
Yeah.
And I love them. It's hard to find, and so now this is us getting one step closer to her dream,
mm-hmm,
which is us owning chickens.
Oh, yeah.
She wants that.
Do it.
She was like, wow, we can't find eggs. You know what we should get?
Do it.
What do you mean do it?
Do it. Do it.
That doesn't seem like the advice that you would be giving in this situation.
I'm not talking about you. I'm going to eat the chicken. Y'all are very...
I'm not getting chickens to eat chicken. I'm getting chickens to hatch eggs.
I understand that, but if I buy chicken to hatch eggs, eventually that chicken's going to be in a pot. You see what I'm saying? Eventually, y'all are more reasonable.
I know, but I can just get chickens from the store.
You look at the chicken like, oh, look at them laying eggs. Oh, come here, Lil. Come here. Look at this. See, I'm going to be looking at it like, damn, he looks like... What would he look like in some grease?
That's not 100% how I'd be looking at it. I would be looking at it like, damn, there's another thing, chore-wise, that now is added to my life.
Yeah, because you don't...
Because chicken coops
I've had to clean chicken
are messy.
Before. I've had to do that
and
before.
And you have to clean them all
we're down
the
there
time.
At Grandma Lavonia's house, man, in that country. Oh, yeah. You're going to clean them damn chicken coops.
He is a bird dog. He is literally bred to attack birds. Well, not attack, just to spot birds, and I'm supposed to shoot him. I've disappointed him so many times.
If you don't think that Boone is going to...
He saw one of those Vs.
Yeah.
He saw one of those Vs of geese yesterday. Yeah. We were at the dog park, and he was like, there they are. And I didn't shoot him again. I'm 0 for my life. And he looked back at me like, cool, dude.
Yeah,
thanks for buying a bird dog and not ever shooting a bird. He thinks I'm a chump, I think. I do. I think that. He's like, I'm bred for this, and what do you get me for? Because I'm good with kids and cute in pictures? Thanks.
Pretty much.
Cool.
Pretty much.
I'm glad I've got hundreds of years of breeding so I can help hunters and you don't hunt.
Let's go bird hunting.
I would love to.
Let's go bird hunting.
I would love to.
All right, look at Bo. He's so excited.
I would love to. I would love to take him.
You would shoot something.
I would shoot certain birds.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I'm shocked.
Why?
I would never think you would shoot nothing.
Well, I mean, I eat them.
I eat them too.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to shoot them.
I don't want to shoot them, but I would, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I feel a little bit like if I'm willing to eat it, I should be willing to kill it. Somebody killed it.
Appreciate you.
If it was back in the day, I would have had to have
killed
it.
Of course. I've had this conversation. If I got to kill an animal for my family to survive, I'm a slice and dice.
Right, me too. You know what I mean? Obviously, we don't have to do that. We live in a modern society where you can go to a store and people do that for you.
Yeah.
But I'm just be like, if I'm going to eat it, like, again, I don't have to, I don't want to, but I would do it. And there's like certain birds that I definitely would shoot.
What is the bird that you would shoot?
A duck, first and foremost.
Okay.
I would take great pleasure in that.
That's too easy. But like, if it wasn't a duck.
I don't know, a quail? You go quail hunting? People do that. Dove? Oh, I don't know about that. I feel weird about it.
They're kind of tiny.
I'd feel weird about shooting a dove.
Not a white dove.
What? Oh, okay. It's like love. Dove. It's like love and, you know, the Bible and stuff. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not sure. Doves are a symbol of stuff.
Yeah, doves.
Not the dove pigeons, but the doves that actually fly in the air that are doves.
I don't know. I would shoot.
It's a hard shot because some things are way up.
How do you kill a turkey? You shoot it?
I'm assuming.
There's turkey shot and everything.
Like I would shoot a turkey.
There's a specific shotgun shot.
Do they have?
That seems like an easy one.
I had a question because I'll do this with you. Is there somewhere around here where you can go shoot turkeys in Georgia
for Thanksgiving or something?
For Thanksgiving,
probably.
I go catch my own turkey.
There would probably be a place there where you can find somebody to take you on a turkey hunt.
Right.
You don't just roll up there and be like, go in the backyard like you're cutting out a Christmas tree.
I give you almost a 100% guarantee, as close to a 100% guarantee as I can give you without knowing for sure, that there is a person listening to this radio show right now that would take you and I turkey hunting.
Yeah, okay. There is.
They're like, hell yeah. I would love to take those guys turkey hunting. I would shoot a turkey.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think you need a bird dog for that, though.
No.
They don't even fly.
I don't even know if your dog could drag the turkey back to the...
Yeah.
He could probably tell you where it is.
Like, there it is, waddling around on the ground.
But you know,
shoot it.
Hey, I know how I am. If I shot a turkey, you know how I would like take the picture with the turkey? Like when people kill them big old bucks,
mm-hmm.
how they hold the horns up. I would hold like the turkey's neck up,
hell yeah.
stand over it.
Can you get turkey head taxidermied and put on your wall?
Yes.
Like you do with a moose.
You can.
You can.
Y'all are thinking shooting a turkey is easy though. Turkeys are fast. They're not the easiest thing. And then once they see you, they take off running.
Dude, I'm sure.
They call me quick draw. McCraw.
Do they?
McCraw.
Who calls you that?
My folks. All right? Well, I mean, they cap me a bit.
Please. I feel like.
There won't be no more turkey because I'm. Andy, I hit him in the sweet spot. It explodes. I hit him in the sweet spot. It's going to be turkey meat everywhere.
I feel like compared to other birds that fly and are smaller, like a turkey's probably a little bit easier to hunt. But I don't. This is from a place of ignorance completely. If you're out there trying to shoot like a duck, they're way up there.
Yeah.
You know? You got to have like. You probably don't even have to close one eye to shoot a turkey. You know what I mean? When you're doing all that, you probably have both eyes open and shoot it from the hip.
I'm good on I'm good on shooting stuff.
No, wait a minute.
You still have to aim.
We just talked about this, and now you're backing out?
No, if we find somebody to take us turkey, I'm going to go.
Okay.
I'll go.
I might not
go shooting, but I'm going to go watch you shoot.
It would be kind of fun to shoot your own turkey and then eat it for Thanksgiving.
Yes. That's what.
Then like tell your in-laws.
What the hell you think I'm going to do with
this? This is what I guess where this came from.
Yeah. If I'm going to shoot a turkey.
Hunter gatherer.
Right. You're damn right.
Hunter gatherer over here. What have you been doing?
You're damn right.
What have you been gathering?
I just fed my family.
Yeah.
The whole family.
I fed my family with my hands and my brawn.
My relatives came in town to get fed by me.
Yeah. And I went out and got it
myself.
Would
you feel extra manly if that was the case?
Yes. That was the whole, that's what I was doing there.
Yeah.
It was all that man stuff I was doing right there.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? You know, kind of thrust at him. All right. Let's talk some Super Bowl. Let's just do like a general overview. General overview. We haven't talked really hardly at all about this football game. Where was your mind at? Like, what are you thinking about?
Oh, man.
Who do you think wins?
Well, we'll make picks tomorrow.
I know,
but
who are you leaning to?
Because I think the biggest thing is Kansas City, you don't bet against him. You don't bet against Mahomes. You don't bet against Andy Reid.
Yeah.
And Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best big game DCs ever.
Yeah.
So that's where you go.
The best overall
team is the Eagles.
I think that's right.
Yes.
That clearly doesn't matter, right?
Yes.
Because the Chiefs are the best big game team. They've got the best big game player.
Yes.
They've got players that have been there. People call it championship DNA, if you want to say that. Like, there's not going to be a situation that they find themselves in this game that they're unfamiliar with, including being down, because they've been down in all of the Super Bowls that they've won, which is remarkable. Like, they're not going to panic. They're not going to whatever. Like, they're going to be fine. I also think, like, the thing about their defense that's been so impressive in this run, and we talked a lot about it because it was the biggest play of the game, that fourth down play against the Bills where they blitzed the corner, right? And they confused Josh Allen. They got off the field. They ultimately drove the ball themselves and won the football game. Like, that right there, to me, is such a microcosm of what they do defensively, just in terms of they're just so disciplined. Mm-hmm.
They take the 3 points.
They're just so sound. They're not going to make big, dumb mistakes. Because I feel like the thing, like, I'm not trying to take anything away from Saquon, because he's incredible.
Yes.
But, like, the thing that teams do that gets them in so much trouble with Saquon is you try to be like a hero. Mm-hmm. You're like, to hell with this, I'm making a play.
Yep.
And then you get out of your assignment, and Saquon makes you pay. And whereas it might have been like an 8-yard gain if you played it soundly, mm-hmm. he cuts back and he's 60 yards down the field.
Correct.
The Chiefs don't do that.
No, they play.
Like,
they're such
a disciplined team.
They're a gap. Discipline type team. I think, and I heard one of the key matchups, I know we talk about receivers, is the interior. When we talk about the interior line, defensive line of the Eagles versus the offensive line of the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is the whole Jalen Carter and everything. And I heard a stat this morning about him and where he lines up. And 90% of the time, he lines up over the right guard. Mm-hmm. He's a 3-technique on the right mm-hmm. guard. Well, Kansas City has the best right guard of football mm-hmm. in Trey Smith. Best guard about to eclipse what Lindstrom got this offseason. That's how great of a player he is. And so do you move him around more? Because Tooney, who is the all-world – did you realize this Tooney's about to go for his 5th Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's crazy.
Now he's playing left tackle. Mm-hmm. So there's a weakness at left guard. Do you put Jalen over there more?
I also heard somebody suggest, because who moved? Like, there was one of their offensive linemen moved from their traditional spot.
Tooney,
right?
Yeah, Tooney went from left guard, left tackle.
Maybe bump him back in?
And that, yeah.
To try to account for Carter. Now, that's maybe overthinking it.
Because you got to worry about the left.
Who's and then, play then who's playing left tackle. Exactly.
Right.
Like, that might be – and again, that's something that I just don't think – like, that's what I also don't worry about with the Chiefs is, like – they're going to have their game plan. Obviously, they're going to try to execute it, but they're not going to overthink anything and get too cute. If anybody's going to get too cute in this game, isn't it Nick Sirianni?
Yeah.
Like, the guy, you know what I mean?
But but the thing about it, his cuteness will become in, like, when they go 4th and 4th down. So, like, I think the play call is going to be fine. Now, the difference with the play call,
and
it always happens a lot of times, is when a coordinator's getting the head coaching shot.
It happens against them.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs, so I feel like the Chiefs beat the Ravens before they play them sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
Because they're like, oh, well, we got to do this, and they know we're going to do this, and then we got to do that. Like, I hope that the Eagles don't overthink things to the point where, like, paralysis by analysis or whatever you want to call it. Because the Chiefs do that to people.
Yes.
And again, if anybody's going to do it in this game, it's not going to be them. It's going to be the young coordinators that maybe are going to get head coaching jobs and all that kind of stuff.
Just watch out for it. And last one, we got to go to break. Patrick Mahomes always has a dirty run in these games. If they tackle him when it's that moment, they're fine. But you got to tackle him.
Yeah.
When it's 3rd and 15 with 30 seconds left.
You have to find
a way.
You
got to tackle him.
Because it's going to come down to that.
Yes.
Right? I mean, it's going to come down to huge moments late in the game. You just have to find a way to actually be the team that makes those big plays and not let it be the Chiefs. That's why they win these games. It's because somehow every single time when the big play needs to be made in the fourth quarter, they make it. It's crazy. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I love it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Back page with Bo coming up in just a couple of minutes. We'll get back into the big story of the day in 20 minutes from right now as we draw closer to the NBA trade deadline, 3 p.m. today. There are some rumors with the Hawks and a trade or a couple of trades that they may be interested in. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes. Who knows? Maybe it'll happen by then. Maybe we'll get some breaking news on the show before 2 o'clock. More than likely, anything that the Hawks do will happen between 2 and 3 if they do it today, because Dukes and Bell starts at 2. But maybe it'll happen before we get off the air, Randy. Wouldn't that be fun?
They would love to have
that
something
be a
like
treat.
That. I just saw this one of the bigger fights of the year that's coming up is Canelo and Terrence Crawford. I just saw Ring Magazine said the fight's off. Well, that sucks.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, that sucks.
That isn't good.
That's not good.
What happened?
You said it's off right now, so we'll see. Maybe it might be back on. Maybe. Who knows? I just don't like to fight for Crawford because I think Canelo's too big.
Mm.
And there's the rehydration clause. And Canelo's probably going to come in to fight 30 pounds heavier.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And so, I just don't think that's a good look for Terrence Crawford.
It's hard to beat somebody who's 30 pounds more than you.
But, Matthew said, forget the turkeys. Let's go hog hunting. Bo was like, Bo do any damn thing when it requires us shooting something.
That, to me, it feels like I need to walk before I run. Hogs feels like running,
and hogs feels like I could be in danger because I probably ate one of their cousins. You know what I'm saying? I probably
there he is. Get him.
There he is, right there. He ate Buster. You know what I mean? They might.
And maybe I'm wrong about that, but that just feels like a next step up from like, I've never hunted anything. Okay, I never. You know, I might have killed like a squirrel driving on accident.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Might have definitely set some traps that killed like rats before, but I never pulled a trigger and had anything die right after.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I feel like start small.
What's the first thing if you're gonna go hunting? What is that first step of hunting?
It's a great question. Probably squirrels.
Squirrel.
It's got to be squirrels.
All right.
Squirrel or raccoon?
Okay.
And then what's the ultimate?
I'm not saying
human.
Probably bow.
Hold on, Bo. Oh. Bo. People hunt squirrels.
Of course. How do you think we eat them?
I don't know what I mean. It's like
they don't
when I think of hunting, I'm thinking of deer. I'm thinking of like a squirrel. I can walk in the backyard and just shoot a damn squirrel.
No, you can't.
Are they protected?
Well, in your backyard, I don't know if you could just go in the backyard and shoot one. What do you? I mean, they're not hard to kill. Like squirrels, are not going to stand there and wave at you and be still. Also, you kind of got to be a good shot unless you're using a shotgun, but you can't go in your backyard and shoot a shotgun.
Don't want to shoot a shotgun.
Well, I think if you shoot a squirrel with a shotgun, that just defeats the purpose because you're going to glitter
it. No, because you're up in a tree. No, use tiny little shot.
Squirrel shot.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I don't know.
Because basically what it is,
but
squirrel
to me,
or
like,
dove, they're kind of both with the same little tiny
shot. I'm about to paint with a broad brush here, okay? I'm about to really be stereotypical, but roll with me, okay? I feel like... like, it's probably not that often. Like, you've never hunted, right?
No.
Neither have I.
No.
It's probably not that often that dudes in their 40s just all of a sudden are like, you know what? Let's take it up.
I feel like hunting is one
of those things that builds from a childhood.
I agree.
And you probably start by, you know, you get a BB gun. Or you go out with your dad or something like that.
I've been hunting so many times. Mm-hmm. So many times. I don't like the hours.
Early.
Yeah, I don't like before. Yeah, I don't like the hours.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's a
huge one with me, too.
Yeah, I don't like the hours.
Yeah, that's a sunrise sort of deal.
Yeah, I don't like the
hours. But you're an early riser.
It don't mean I want to go out there and sit in no damn in the woods.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You like to get up early and drink a coffee in your house.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Got that.
Yeah, but no.
I
agree with you that. It's like something you've learned from your pops and all those different
things. Or maybe even you have like a BB gun when you're a kid.
I had a BB gun.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a BB gun.
We had a BB gun because we had rats in our backyard.
Y'all pluck them off?
We were allowed to shoot at the rats. Yeah.
Yeah.
My stepdad got one time. That thing jumped 5 feet in the air. Swear to God. Rats have a vertical when you shoot them with a BB gun. It was incredible. It was one of the most incredible things ever. But then they took care of him, and we still had a BB gun. And then my mom found out we were shooting cans with it, and she took it from me. Yeah, she took it away. You're going to shoot your eye out, she said.
And so when you go hunting for squirrel, though, you're not just going for like one or two. Like, you're going for a lot.
What I'm trying to build? What I'm trying to do? What about trying to build me a damn coat?
Well, no.
Like a chinchilla?
You'll take the tails, though, and maybe put them on something. I don't know.
Like a chinchilla?
I think, a squirrel coat would be nice.
A squirrel coat.
Yeah, nice.
Man. I know there's some. There's one out there.
Oh, people have made them.
People have made squirrel
question.
Coats.
That has existed.
Yes.
Honestly, I've not been. You said you've been invited hunting a lot of times.
Plenty of times, yes.
I've maybe been invited hunting 3 times in my life. 2 of them have been by listeners because they know I have a bird dog.
Uh-huh.
I'll go someday. And then the other time was when I first went to Waynesville with my wife. Her cousins invited me on a squirrel hunt. And I said, what have I gotten myself into here?
Do they eat squirrel ever?
Yeah. Yes.
Does Jim and Joey eat squirrels?
They certainly have.
Okay.
I don't know that that's like a part of the rotation currently.
Right.
You know, Jim's had heart problems.
Yeah.
So he's got to avoid fatty meats like that. But that was an interesting night. It was like we did like a gift exchange, right? Like one cousin got a rifle. One cousin got body armor. And I was like, where am I? Like, what is happening right now? And I was like, all right, well, it's different, you know? Cultural experience. It was new for me.
Body armor.
Yeah, man. A
knock off a damn.
Like, what's happening? Where am I? A
knock off a Truist?
I texted my wife, am I safe? Am I safe right now? I just keep my mouth shut on my opinions on stuff. Yeah. All right, let's get to the back page. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Dude, the cap was rabbit hunting.
Okay. Rabbit?
Yeah.
Rabbit that hunting. Seems like a good early. That's an early, yeah, like a gateway hunt.
Can be. Rabbit are hard to shoot.
Oh, I bet it's really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they take off on you.
They're fast.
You know, Abe thinks squirrels are easy to pick off. He just told me. So I'm just kind of curious as to how often he's ever done this. These are squirrels that are in parks that are used to people feeding them.
Yeah, that's true. Park squirrels are, man, are they bold.
Well, let me go to the park then. No effort.
Look, squirrels are not, they're not hard to shoot because they don't just scatter whenever they see you coming through the forest either. But the thing with squirrels, you got to get a lot of them to make it worth anything.
Right. One squirrel's not going to feed many.
No.
I'm not going to eat them. I'm just going to kill them.
Well, you can't just sport killing.
Kill them for sport?
Yeah.
That's mean.
Well, squirrels? I don't eat squirrel.
That's what I was thinking.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's what I was thinking.
Go ahead.
Hey, no, hang on. This segment here is brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry, and I know they're proud to be associated with that conversation. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hi, Bo.
So happy opening day.
Let's see. What is it opening day of?
2025 NCAA softball season.
Oh.
So UGA, a 14th-ranked UGA takes on NC State today in Athens. If anybody's interested and wants to go out, starts, I think, at 12:30, actually, so you're probably a little bit late. Six teams in the top 10 from the SEC. And speaking of—
Including? No, never mind. My bad.
LSU's in there. Georgia's ranked 14.
Okay, Florida probably usually
Oklahoma
pretty good.
Oklahoma is three. Georgia's in the top 10.
Oh, yeah, Oklahoma's in the SEC now. Yeah.
And Oklahoma won their fourth straight championship last year.
Yeah, they did.
Came in ranked third. Texas is one.
Okay.
Anyways.
Also
speaking,
in the SEC.
Speaking of ladies, I always tell you that story because it was a segue. Now, at some point, this is going to be a non-story, but Tom Brady is forever now officially linked to Joaquin as Giselle just popped their bun out of the oven.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Well, I told y'all when they became pregnant, like, I guess 9 months ago.
Oh, I guess I didn't. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It is official. Giselle and Joaquin have had baby number one. It's the third for Giselle. Obviously.
Wow.
I
blocked that out, I guess.
Yeah, man.
Out of my memory.
Tom got to go get somebody pregnant.
Yeah, immediately.
Yeah, yep.
Is that the retaliation? That's right. Yeah. That was our reaction.
Yeah. Tom got to go get somebody pregnant.
You know what Tom's got to do?
Yeah, Tom's got to go get somebody pregnant. Preferably a female boxer.
Does Tom want to get himself... Does Tom want to have a revenge baby at 42?
The phrase revenge baby in and of itself is probably a bad idea.
You probably don't want a revenge baby. Good for her. You know, babies are a blessing. So, good for her and Joaquin.
Congratulations.
Whatever, man.
Sure.
Whatever. I'm sure they have, like, they probably don't ever. Well, they probably see each other at kids' graduation or something. I doubt they ever see each other.
Right.
Yeah.
You don't think Tom will ever be asked to come over and watch their
baby? I don't think he's watching that.
I bet somebody
baby.
Goes against the kids and everything like that, too. So, whatever.
Yep. Dang.
Speaking of kids, the three individuals that were pulled over with, you know, suspected to have property from Joe Burrow's home have been indicted.
Oh.
On counts of transporting stolen goods and falsifying records in a federal investigation. They did recover a photo with one of the individuals holding up two double birds with, like, four of Joe Burrow's chains on. So, yeah, you're pretty guilty.
So they're guilty then.
Yeah, man.
Investigation is ongoing because they do believe it is a part of a Chilean crime syndicate.
Oh, wow.
Robbing all of the NFL players.
This goes all the way to the top.
Yeah,
all
man.
The way
Chilean.
To the top. It's amazing. Like, I know that this happens all the time in terms of criminals being very dumb, but it does just amaze you sometimes. It's like, man, how dumb can you possibly be just to document all the stuff that you did to make it that easy for them to get you? But
hey, let's take pictures of us wearing all the stuff we just stole from this millionaire's house.
Clearly that dumb.
Also, use your turn signal before you change lanes.
Yeah.
Maybe learn how to drive.
We just watch all these movies of like crime movies, and we expect every criminal to be like Ocean's 11,
yes.
You know?
It is not.
But in reality, most of them are just dumb.
They're not all that
really,
smart,
really
no.
dumb, and they get caught because of it.
Which is probably why they had to leave school to pursue a life of criminal activity.
Crime. A life of crime.
So we still don't have a word yet. The song list, typically on Wednesday, has to be turned in for the Super Bowl halftime show.
Ooh.
We still haven't gotten word on if Kendrick Lamar will even have permission to perform Not Like Us, because they can put the kibosh on that.
Who can?
If they wanted.
Well, that was the whole
Fox.
That was Drake's whole thing with suing the record, whatever he was doing legally. I think the end game that I've read was to try to make sure that he couldn't perform that at the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay.
Which,
oh,
dang.
Okay. No,
dude.
There's no way.
The Grammys chose to perform it, and they were not performing. They played it, but they didn't. They didn't censor out the pedophile
Super Bowl
part.
Super Bowl different. It's different than Grammys.
Yeah,
and
This is it. This is the final chapter of the Drake 100%. Kendrick Lamar thing.
He's still bitter, man. He have to do my boy Khaled like that. He's like, Khaled, I ain't doing no work with you.
Yeah, what'd you say? DJ Khaled put out
he had a beautiful little like mini video of he about to drop an album and everything. And then Drake was like, nah, you won't get me on there.
I'm not on that album.
Yeah.
Because you didn't come to my defense.
You didn't come to my defense. You left me out there.
All right. Okay.
Let's see, these guys need to get in the ring and box. Who would win? Drake and Kendrick.
God, I don't know. Kendrick's a little fella.
He's a little fella. Guy.
Drake's Canadian.
he's a little guy.
A little fella.
So even if he is allowed to sing Not Like Us, there are two censors working in the Super Bowl every year, one from the NFL and one from Fox. So you never know, something might get dumped.
Oh, so, okay, maybe they agree.
I just hope they don't try to, even if the crowd starts singing it or says pedophile, just it'll sound like crap if you go.
Right. And everyone's going to know. That'll probably even make it worse. Like, that'll probably drive home the point even further, I would think. I don't know, man. It's tough. Never thought it would get this far.
Never,
you know?
Did.
When
Never.
The Drake Kendrick beef
Never.
Started, I was like, this is funny. I don't
Never.
Really like Drake that much.
Never.
And now I'm a little bit like, dang, like this is
Never.
This is all time, man. Like
Never,
this kind of sucks.
So somebody called up to the best digital correspondent the Super Bowls ever have, Jameis Winston, asked him a question yesterday. I don't know. It kind of had something to do with the Jameis dropping hints about where he'd like to play quarterback.
I know you're working, but how does it feel to be back in New Orleans?
Man, I'm blessed to be here at home in front of my people. I'm so happy and grateful that I get to actually have a job here in New Orleans. Hopefully I can be the quarterback for the New Orleans Saints.
All right. Thank you.
I see you, Jameis. Going to keep putting it out there. Get yourself back in there.
Yeah, come on, Jameis.
Like, he still probably would be the quarterback if he did that dumbass stuff at the end of the damn game. We love him. I mean, we just wanted to get him a touchdown.
When he kicked dirt on Arthur Smith's grave, you mean?
Yes.
Jeez. Yeah. I think Jameis is funnier answering questions than asking.
Cognac.
Them.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about
no
it.
No disrespect. Like, I think he's doing a good job down there, but I feel like he's sort of built to be the responder as opposed to the prompter.
Respondent.
You know what I mean? Like, he's really good at being interviewed because who knows what he's going to say. And maybe he'll get better. I mean, he hasn't been interviewing people that long, but man. When he's the one, like, all right, here's the question. Where are you going to take it? And he says something that no one in the rest of the world would have said. Like, that's the best stuff. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day. NBA trade deadline's about 2 hours away. Hawks they're still biding their time. Waiting for the times just right.
Waiting on what?
Then they're going to strike. They're going to strike. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.